The Microsoft OpenAI revenue disclosure is one of the more revealing data points we've gotten about the AI industry's actual economics. 70% of Microsoft's AI revenue comes from OpenAI products, meaning Azure AI services, Copilot integrations, and enterprise licensing built on GPT models. That's an enormous concentration. Microsoft's total AI revenue run rate is reportedly approaching $20 billion annually, which would put OpenAI-derived revenue at roughly $14 billion. For a technology Microsoft doesn't wholly own, that's a striking dependency.
The context is that Microsoft made a $13 billion investment in OpenAI across multiple tranches with complex equity and revenue sharing arrangements. The 70% figure suggests the bet has paid off dramatically in terms of revenue generation, but it also means that any deterioration in the OpenAI relationship, any competing model that displaces GPT-4 or its successors, would hit Microsoft's AI business hard. The LinkedIn antitrust testimony that Reid Hoffman has been ordered to give is technically unrelated, but Hoffman was an early OpenAI board member and a major figure in AI investment networks. The intersection of his testimony with Microsoft's AI revenue concentration is something antitrust scrutinizers will find interesting.
Meta launching MuseCode, their AI coding agent powered by MuseSpark 1.2, is a direct competitive response to Anthropic's Claude Code and OpenAI's similar tools. The coding agent market is one of the fastest monetizing segments of enterprise AI right now, with clear productivity metrics that CFOs can point to. MuseCode handles planning, writing, and validation in a single terminal session, which is the workflow that developers find most disruptive. Not just autocomplete, but end-to-end task execution. If Meta can price this competitively and distribute it through its developer ecosystem, it's a genuine challenge to Anthropic and OpenAI's enterprise positioning.
ByteDance banning its staff from distilling US AI models is a story about geopolitics as much as technology. Model distillation is the process of training a smaller, efficient model to replicate the behavior of a larger one, essentially copying the intelligence of GPT-4 or Claude into a cheaper package. It's technically legal in most jurisdictions, but sits in a legally and politically gray zone. Founder Zhang Yiming is apparently making a calculated decision. Forgo the shortcut of distilling American models, protect the relationship with Washington, and preserve TikTok's US operating license. It's a remarkable moment where a Chinese tech company is voluntarily limiting its AI development strategy for diplomatic reasons.
Google's chief scientist departing after 27 years to launch an AI startup called Discovery Loop is the kind of talent departure that gets underweighted in the news. When foundational researchers leave big tech to build their own companies, it typically signals two things. They see an opportunity the incumbent is too slow to pursue, and they believe the competitive window is still open. Google has been dealing with a persistent brain drain to AI startups since at least 2022. Each departure is a data point about whether the large labs can retain the people who actually build the models.
Elon Musk's comment that memory chips are AI's biggest bottleneck lifted chip stocks, and the claim is technically well-founded. The current generation of AI training and inference is constrained not by compute speed, but by memory bandwidth. Specifically, how fast you can move data between high bandwidth memory and the GPU cores doing the actual matrix multiplication. High bandwidth memory, or HBM, produced almost exclusively by SK Hynix and Micron, is the choke point. Musk is right that whoever solves the memory bandwidth problem at scale wins the next phase of AI infrastructure. The market reacted accordingly, with Micron and SK Hynix shares moving noticeably on the comment.
The White House pushing for global adoption of U.S. open-source AI is an interesting policy signal. National Cyber Director Kerncross endorsed open models at Black Hat, the major cybersecurity conference, even as the administration excluded open-source models from its new security testing framework. That's a contradiction worth noting. Promoting open-source AI internationally for soft power reasons while declining to apply the same security vetting to it domestically. The underlying logic is probably that the U.S. wants open-source AI to be American-flavored rather than Chinese-flavored in developing country deployments, even if that means less oversight.